Welcome to the shop floor of Texas Armoring Corporation.
It's crazy what we do, take a brand new vehicle and we completely take it all apart, making it look like it's just being put together, which we are, except we're installing armor.
That's production manager Javier Garza. This converted warehouse in Northeast San Antonio has an international client list, including CEOs of multinational corporations and foreign heads of state. Garza explains how to bulletproof an ordinary car.
We have some vehicles that are getting the doors done. We have some other vehicles that have the glass being installed. We have a couple of vehicles over here on the other side of the shop that they're cutting the skin open and starting their armor process.
Texas Armoring CEO is Trent Kimball.
We're looking at mainly wealthy individuals that need protection from kidnapping for ransom and sometimes assaults in the street, even planned assassinations.
Kimball is in his 40s and has gray hair, but he looks much younger, like he's about to go skateboarding. Still, he's quite the serious businessman. He's taken the company from revenues of about $500,000 in the late 90s to more than $10 million today. The case could be made that he's directly profiting from global mayhem. He begs to differ.
The way I like to think of it is not profiting on the violence or the instability, actually being able to help people, kind of like an insurance policy.
Many would agree, but not just wealthy Mexicans seeking protection at home. Kimball says now U.S. citizens are a growing part of his clientele, but none of them would speak to us for this story. So we found Jorge. He knows many of those clients well. For his own safety, Jorge asks not to be identified. He's a cop in Ciudad Juarez, Mexico, assigned to protect high-profile businessmen. He says many live in El Paso and have armored SUVs just to go into Juarez and back. But they're not all innocent bystanders in the drug war. Armand Pichard is a Mexico analyst at the Center for Strategic and International Studies.
There are individuals who are involved in illicit business practices who have also relocated into the United States to protect themselves and their families from the increase in intercartel violence.
Trent Kimball of Texas Armoring says he does the best he can to screen his clients. But he admits even those with clean hands still may have a target on their backs.
They have a fear of not necessarily they're involved in the drug trade, but the drug trade involving them because of where they live.
Back inside the 40,000-square-foot shop, production manager Javier Garza walks over to the finished product section.
This particular vehicle here, we're completely done with it. The key thing here is that it doesn't look armored. It looks original. So when you see it rolling down the road, you wouldn't look twice at it other than just another Toyota Sequoia.
It does look totally normal, inside and out. Hard to tell, it's now packed with an additional 2,000 pounds of protection. Even the black Cadillac Escalade next to the Sequoia doesn't look like a mini tank. But this one has got all the bells and whistles Texas Armoring offers. The $300,000 CEO package. It will be the next personal vehicle of an undisclosed African president. In San Antonio, I'm Hernan Rosenberg.